I'm very blessed to have this opportunity to represent our ownership, our team, our staff, all the folks that make up the Chicago Bears. I'm blessed to have this great opportunity to present to you our new leader, our new head football coach, a man that's going to work with all of us to attain our goals, which is clearly stated and has been stated, to win championships and to consistently be in the mix to win championships. Before I introduce Mark, I want to take some time and talk about the process. It was an interesting road and a road well traveled. Any GM, any supervisor always has a list that you, if you're responsible for supervising that individual, that you have a list of to replace people if they leave. I had a list. During the evaluation of our team and coaches, I continued to refine that list. When we decided to make a change and search for a new head football coach, that list was updated. So we were prepared to start talking to a number of candidates. Being thorough, I wanted to double-check my list to make sure it included all the candidates. So I thought, what better way to open up our local papers and see who they had? And they had between 20 and 30 candidates. And I thought, my God, that's a lot of folks to track down. So I decided I'd go with a much smaller version list, tighten that thing down so that I wouldn't drive everybody crazy trying to figure out who we were going to hire. I wanted to make it fun for you, but not an undoable task. So after going through that refinement, I had to get out the roadmap and start plotting a course. It took about 2 weeks to sit down one-on-one and get to know these individuals on the list. It's a lot of fine football coaches from a wide variety of backgrounds, which I had spoke to. It was a very inclusive process. I wanted to talk to people from all different backgrounds. That did include a high number of offensive coordinators, but it also included five special teams coaches. I know all you guys are going to say you only talked to four. Well, I talked to one without you knowing about it, so I'll just leave that to you, okay? We also reached out to people that we did not interview. We had people reach out to us. There was a wide variety of interest in this job, which to me is the finest job in the National Football League, working for the greatest fans in the National Football League in the best city in the National Football League. It's a gem. It's a prize. And that was expressed to me during those one-on-one interviews. Got a chance to see what the unique skill set of those individuals that I talked to that would lead to being able to attain our goals. What was that person's skill set, the person, the personality, and the skills that he had that would project to be a head football coach that could lead the Chicago Bears to a championship? So we went through that process, those initial one-on-one interviews. Those lasted anywhere from 3.5 to 7 or 8 hours. Okay. Obviously, I formed some connection with some of those candidates, and I made that one of the criteria of our search. I wanted to find somebody that would be in lockstep with us, with me, so that we could move together as a team to attain our goals. After that initial round of interviews, we brought in three individuals. Those individuals were Mark, were Bruce Arians, and Daryl Bevel. After going through, though, they all three came in, and they went through the same rigorous process, about a 7.5 to 8 hour interview. That was after the initial interview. They all went through the exact same procedure. After going through that and after the candidates were gone, I sat down with George McCaskey, our chairman, and Ted Phillips, our president, and we went through a lengthy discussion to talk about those candidates and the skills that they possessed and projecting them to our head football coach position. Great discussions, very thorough discussions. During that process, we eliminated one individual, so it came down to two. Very important of those two candidates is they both had head football coaching experience. The third, Daryl did not have that on his resume. That was the one reason why he was eliminated from the process. He's an excellent coach with a lot of skills and has a lot to offer. But the overriding factor with Bruce and Mark is they had both had experience in leading men to attaining goals in a positive way. So we had more discussion after we had gotten it down to two. At the end, both George and Ted asked me my thoughts on who was the final person. I gave him my thoughts, and George looked at me and told me that during this process, we'd always told you at the end, we would defer to your candidate. He said, it's time to defer. Who is the choice? I said, Mark Trestman. I'm very happy with that choice, and I want to talk to you a little bit about what separated Mark from the other candidates. Had an original set of criteria: excellence, high level of organizational administrative skill, energy, the ability and the warmth to pull people together towards a common goal, to make it a shared experience, excellence in their role. Mark met all those standards easily, and the evidence is there. Excellence as a QB coach. One of the top, if not the top, when he left the National Football League in 2004. Excellence as an offensive coordinator. Clearly demonstrated that. He's been a part of two high-level offenses, I believe one or two level ranked in the NFL as a coordinator. Excellence as a head football coach. Two Grey Cup championships, was in a third. So all that had been demonstrated. So I had to ask myself, the vision of why Mark Trestman over these other candidates, I came to it today. I did a radio announcement or a radio program this morning, talked about Mark, talked about, and I went through those criteria and how he met those criteria. As the day went on a little longer, I said, hey, in your gut, why is it Mark Trestman for you? Okay. What connection, where is that connection? Why Mark over these other candidates for myself? Through all these discussions, what qualities made that connection? Number one, the skills as a professional and the mental toughness that it takes to go into some place that you've never been before, that they don't know you or anything about you, where they speak a foreign language, it's a town unfamiliar to you, in a game that is different than the one you're used to coaching. Now you have 12 men instead of 11 to coordinate. To go in that and take on the task of being a head football coach and do it with a staff that you hired. There was no staff in the building when Mark came there. He interviewed and hired all those individuals on their own. And to have great success and to win championships, that tells me a lot about that candidate. That's a candidate I want to be in the room with. I want to be working towards championships with that individual. The perseverance of character. Mark has grown like we all do in his life. He's had personal ups and downs, but at the end, where is he? He's a champion, and now he's the head football coach of the Chicago Bears. It was a road wildly traveled for Mark, not unfamiliar to me. I've been in all corners of this country. I didn't have the fortune that Mark did to experience a new country, but I know what it's like to take small steps towards achieving goals. So there was a connection there. The ability to adapt to players. We had great discussions about the draft and the draft process. The first thing that Mark asked me, the first question that Mark asked me is, for you, when you're drafting players, is it the best player or the best system fit player? I said, absolutely, it's the best player. You want the best player that can transcend schemes, that has a skill set that will work out and be able to progress as a player regardless of the scheme. He said, good. If I'm the head football coach, let's do that. Because I can take those players and they can adapt. We'll take their skill sets and adapt to what they do best so that we can win. very attractive quality, and he's demonstrated it. One of the great stories that I had from Jim Popp, his general manager in Montreal, was Mark. People don't realize how good Mark is at this. Last year, they lost their top running back. They lost their top receivers. They came down to the best players on their squad were tight ends. So what did Mark do? He adapted to the circumstances. He put three tight ends in a game. He moved the ball, and he won games. Not only can he adapt to the personnel, but he adapts to situations very easily. Like I said, he's been in a number of NFL cities, and he's gone up to Canada, and he's always demonstrated excellence. That's a person I want to be in a room with. I want to be on his side. 31 years, I've had the good fortune since college to be involved in this game as a coach or administrator. Mark has a quietness to him, a quiet confidence, high level of intellect. Those are attractive qualities. The thing that was most remarkable that came out in his interviews and when discussing people who Mark is was there's a heck of a football coach under all that quietness and confidence and intellect. Do not underestimate Mark Trestman as a competitor. He's as tough-minded and football-oriented than anybody I've been around in 31 years in this game. It'll be evident when you see our teams play, with the tempo they play, and with the competitiveness that they play. That's the kind of guy I want to be in the room with. Besides our birthdays falling on one day short of each other, which is also a connection, I have to admit to it. When I looked up and saw his birthday was at 1:15 and mine was at 1:16, and we were into discussions to hire Mark, and I was kind of going back and forth with Cliff Stein and Ted Phillips on whose birthday is this going to fall on. It ended up falling on mine, so I got the present, and Mark got the job. So it all worked out well. Those were the keys in my mind of why Mark Trestman, why he is now the head football coach of the Chicago Bears. I'm going to share one other thing with you that kept repeating itself to me. Mark shared to me his favorite quote, and he probably during our discussions, our one-on-one discussions, might have said it 8 times to the point where he knew I actually got it. You know, Mark has a law degree. I'm a physical education major. It takes a few reps for me, okay? But Mark said to me, what I do for myself is buried with me. What I do for others lives forever. That said a lot to me about his approach in life and who he is as a person and his personal growth, his journey, his story. He also told me that he got that quote from Criminal Minds. So there was another connection because my wife and I, we love Law and Order and Criminal Minds, so I knew we had a match made in heaven. So on behalf of the McCaskey family, the Chicago Bears, in this great city and our great fans, I'd like to introduce to you Mark Trestman, head football coach, Chicago Bears.